back, everybody, to another brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name is Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings, yes, hello.
And we are going to listen to some new music today, new artistry. But before we get into that, we have the legally obligated No Curse Minute, sponsored by our good friends at Game Rage Magazine, providers of pretzel pizzas and over the pants hand jobs. Oh wait, I mean that's not it. That's not a curse word. We can say that. Yeah, this is no curse minute. All right, no, this is not the no sexual innuendo minute. So yeah, it's fine. But anyways, yeah. So that covers that. So we're good now. I've stretched past the minute mark. Today we're going to talk about Michael the Villain.
Yes.
And we're going to listen to another band at the end that has been making its way around Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Or not Instagram, but TikTok. And I don't know if I'm being brainwashed into liking this. I feel like it's not. Well, whatever. I want to get your take on it. So anyways, we'll get to that, though. So Michael the Villain, what do you got for us?
All right. So I found this rapper on YouTube. And
and the Game Rageites, they know I love me some rap music.
Yeah. All right. So I found this dude on YouTube, and funny enough, I found him through his other project called Carpool. I forget how it's spelled. Let me see if I can find it on Spotify real quick. So they spell it C4, as in the number 4.
Yeah.
And then the rest is normal. So it's Carpool, right?
Right.
So he's featured on it, this a couple songs with Carpool. So I don't know if he's like a permanent member or if he's just like a feature or what.
Sucking about.
So I found that dude. I'm like, oh my God, I got to find out who this motherfucker is.
Yeah.
If he has his own solo shit. So luckily, I was going through each member of Carpool to find out who this motherfucker was.
Oh, okay.
So he, it turned out his name was Michael the Villain. So I was kind of like checking out his discography, and I really like this cat, man. Like, I don't know if he's from here, but because he played at Makeout Music, it gives me the impression that he might be from here. But I don't know. I think he might be from New York. I'm not entirely sure, but we'll have to check back in and do another episode if we are able to find more info on him. But we're gonna listen to three tracks.
Three tracks. All right.
Yeah. So do you want to listen to the one where he's featured on for Carpool, and then we'll listen to two tracks of his.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Let's do that.
All right. So let's do the car. So we'll listen to it the way I heard it, which was through the side project that he's part of.
Okay.
Or featured on Carpool. And then we'll listen to two tracks from him.
All right. So what's the first track?
So the first track is going to be called Tanga, which is T-A-N-G-A. And then Carpool, which is C4P00, or I don't know if it's O's, P00 or P-O-O-L. You can Google that.
Yeah.
Or search it in your digital streaming platform of choice. And then, so let's go ahead and listen to it. And we'll get back to you shortly.
All right. That was Tanga by Carpool.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. His parts are good. Like, you can tell the parts that his flow is good in that song.
Yeah.
But that weird, like, announcer modulation,
yeah,
that's horribly done. That's terrible.
Well, that's just personal opinion.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
personal,
yeah,
there's opinion.
There's two people that are featured.
Yeah.
And we didn't really listen to the other part. So maybe this was a bad idea because half the song is just him, right?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, but so
anyways, listen to his track.
So what were your impressions of his flow and like his voice?
Like, I liked his flow. I liked his delivery. I kind of get like he has like a flow that's like an early. It's an in that song, at least it sounds kind of like an early 2000s, how hip hop was in the early 2000s. Mm. And it seems reminiscent of 50 Cent, like his flow.
Mm.
A little bit. That's kind of what I get. I get those vibes out of this. Now, I don't know if that was just the backing track that was also contributing to that, because that backing track sounded like a 50 Cent song, like to me, like something that 50 Cent would put out, like back in the early 2000s.
All right.
Now, he doesn't mumble like 50 Cent does.
No. Many men, I got the magic stick.
No, yeah, yeah.
I can't want to.
Candy.
All right. So what I got from this personally, all right. So his moniker as Michael the Villain is obviously like an homage to, because he wears like a hockey mask, like Jason's hockey mask.
Okay.
Within his like visual art. And to me, it like alludes to MF Doom, right?
But
the motherfucker reminds me of Freddie Gibbs. Like, he's got that baritone voice, but the delivery also kind of like reminds me of Freddie Gibbs. But the lyrics, I feel like he's got the MF Doom side. It's like a dude that's mixed between Freddie Gibbs and MF Doom.
Yeah.
But we'll get to the next track, which is called Get Rich, Die Trying.
Oh, shit. I just talked all that shit about 50 Cent. Here we go. Yeah, we literally have a 50 Cent album.
Or a 50 Cent song.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to
get rich
or die trying. All right. So we're going to listen to Get Rich or Die Trying, Michael the Villain. Type it up on your digital streaming platform of choice and you'll find it.
All right. Here we go. All right. That was Get Rich or Die Trying, Michael the Villain. So I enjoy his flow.
Mm.
It's not my speed, all right? That lo-fi kind of like, I don't know, Samurai Champloo, whatever kind of like hip-hop.
You don't
type
like
shit. No, it's just when I listen to hip-hop, I want a bunch of fucking bass fucking shit going off. Nah. Like, I want some crazy shit, all right? I need to fucking be bumping. Nah. All right. Now listen. I'm not saying I don't like it.
That's my personal preference. This is up my alley.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I don't like it. I enjoy that. I enjoy it. I just think that it's not my personal favorite choice of that. Now, with that being said, this is still very good. Yeah. I think this has some potential. This is better than what is it? What YouTube streamer is putting out rap music now? Like, this is better than that.
Yeah,
I will say that 1,000%.
Damn, you like the. All right, whatever. We'll get to the
listen.
Next.
I'm not saying I don't like this. I'm just saying I prefer to be punched in the face and balls with bass fucking drums and synthesizer, or not synthesizers, but bass drums on multitudes of like a shit ton of it. That's what I like in my rap music.
Bah,
I don't know.
That's a pass for me. All right, so we'll get to the next track.
Yeah, let me hear the next track. All right.
All right, so the next track is going to be called I don't know if it's Mike and Nene or Mike and Nene, but it's Mike and Nene. That's all one word, and then Nene or Nene is spelled with two E's. So Mike and Nene from Michael the Villain.
All right, here we go. All right, that was Mike and Nene, Mike the Villain. I think this is going to go somewhere. I think this is different than what... This is fundamentally different than the majority of rap music that's out there today. The rap music that's out there today is primarily that trap music, that hip-hop, the triplets beats, shit like that.
I wouldn't know. I don't fucking listen to a lot of like contemporary rap music. So,
well, I do, motherfucker. And I'm telling you, that's what's out there. All right. That's like the majority of the shit that's out there.
I'm demonstrating my ignorance because I've been turned away from rap music for so long.
This is like, for lack of a better word, this is like Samurai Champloo rap, right? It's like that lo-fi. It's not bad. I like it. I was just saying that I just prefer, and I don't want people to get the gist that I don't like this, because I do enjoy this. It's enjoyable. But I just, like, I prefer my rap music to have fucking shit tons of bass and, like, fucking, I like it to blow my fucking speakers out. I like it to where if my wife is sitting in the passenger seat, she gets a nut off of fucking listening to the fucking, like, bass that's in the song just from the vibrations
of the car.
Women
respond to bass.
They do respond to bass. They're right about that, right? So,
sextile reference.
Yeah, anyways.
Check out that review if you want to. Well, maybe don't. I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want.
No, check out the review. Don't check out the album, though. But yeah. Check out the review for sure by us. This is enjoyable.
So the reason that I like this track in particular, and it takes a minute to get to him demonstrating his skills.
Yeah.
But the reason that I like this track, or why we did it last, is because the second half reminds me of Forgot About Dre.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Like a Dr. Dre's delivery in the last, the last half of the song. I'm like, this is fucking good, dude. I mean, I don't know how this guy is going to do, but at the very least, we can just, talk about this and get people to recognize Michael the Villain's music and pick up on it. And, you know, as we continue to do, we are trying to get on the ground floor of artists across the board from everywhere and anywhere. And Michael, it was Michael the Villain's turn to get called up.
Yep, he got the call. He got called up from NXT. Now he's on the main roster.
So that concludes the episode.
Hold on, I do have one more song I want us to listen to.
Oh, that's right. Separate. That's okay, my from, bad. From I Michael fucked up. The Villain. All right? I fucked up.
You didn't fuck up, and it's okay. I'll be here to correct you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. Okay, so this is, you can just put whatever the time is. This is just going to be called Not Friends, all right? Because that's the name of the band.
All right. So, is this Nepo shit?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, good. That's a good start.
But it's, this has been making the rounds on TikTok. Like, this is on every other fucking video for some reason that I get on my feed lately.
Okay.
And I just want to know how you feel about it. And then I'll get into it in a minute. So pull up your Google machines, find Not Friends, and play the song Super 8. Super 8. Here we go. All right, that was Super 8 by Not Friends.
Oh, wait, no, I meant like, oh, I was going to listen to the other tracks, and then we'll just...
Oh, all right, all right, all right, well, we'll come back in a second. All right, so we listened to another song, but regardless, that was Super 8. So, just give me your thoughts real quick on it.
Mid-vocalist, like, kind of vanilla, vanilla voice. It did, like, dude, I would actually prefer somebody that sounds horrendous, like Bob Dylan singing, like, his fucking trash. Well, I say it's trash, but like it's unique, right? This is just somebody that could barely fucking sing. Somebody that could barely fucking sing. And the music's just all right. Like it, the melody's kind of monotonous or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we kind of started listening to another track and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. They got like a D&B sound for another track, but it's not enough to like make me say wow, but in spite of what I have to fucking say, it is rather funny to see Make Out Music following them, and this guy from Sony A&R is also following them, so
curious. I feel like I'm okay, so I also agree. I just think it's like it's mid, it's whatever, it's not that great, but I feel like I've heard this so many times on fucking social media.
Yeah,
it's like tricking me into liking this. It's tricking me into it, like liking that song, because it plays so often on just a bunch of shit. Everybody's using it, and I don't.
What though? What's like the context?
It depends. It's a multitude of topics. Like I really think that this is marketing. Like it's music marketing 101. Go on social media and apply this song to everything you can that has any type of popularity. If there's a meme video that's going on, play this fucking song to it. Put it out there so that it's being played to it. Make accounts that just are like, I do think that like music industry, like labels and stuff, like I think they have social media accounts that are like quote unquote influencer accounts. And I think that they push a lot of this shit.
Or you can pay influencers, sure, you can pay influencers to do too. Yeah. To get a spot on like a, like I mean, a depending on how much you want to pay, it could be like an Instagram reel or even a story. I mean, an Instagram reel would probably be worth more, but oh, like let's say it's, I don't know, some famous person, you pay them, they do a 30-second spot, and then
and then
everybody's like, oh my God, this, what is this song? And then they all fucking do it.
Yeah. And that's kind of like what I think is going on with this. I think it's like there's some trickery here. There's some brainwashing going on. And like I did not like that song initially. And then now it's kind of slowly growing on me as I hear it all the time on social media, like on everything. And I don't know if it, like I watched that one video that was like the official video that popped up somehow on TikTok. That's how you even fucking heard this song.
Yeah.
And I think that just now it's in my algorithm. And now I'm going to continue hearing this all the time. And I don't know if it's going to continue to brainwash me because I only hear this one snippet of the song. It's like that Sleep Token. We listened to Sleep Token like a while back.
Sleep Token.
There was some song we played. We listened to him. This was like last year sometime. We played a song that this is another social media phenomena band. that they're like all right, I guess, like in terms of like their popularity, but they played this song and we listened to the song. It's like 8 minutes long and there's like 30 seconds of it. That's the meme portion that they use on social media. And the rest of the song sounds totally fucking different and it's ass. And they trick you. And that's like what this is. That's what I feel like this is.
It's brainwashing by volume.
Yeah, it's like taking this one little snippet, this 10 or 15 second snippet, and maybe even 30 second snippet, depending on how well it is.
It's not even good, though.
It's not, but it's the amount of times it plays. It like, now you start, like, I was like, oh, that's gay. Well, whatever. And then I flipped it away. And I'm like, that's terrible. I flipped it away.
Yeah.
And then I heard it again like a couple times. I'm like, I waited a little longer before I flipped it away. And then I'm like, oh, all right. And then like 10 or 15 times in, I'm kind of like, give it like 5 seconds. And then I'm like, all right. And then, no, this is whack. Flip it away.
Hold on. Let me see if they're already signed to a major record label.
I'm sure they are. They have to be. There's no way that this
What was this? It's called Super 8, right?
Yeah. The band's called Not Friends. And also what else is confusing?
Okay. So they're independent as far as we know, because there's nothing tied to any record label, so this is all them
somehow. It's getting play. This is an example of like how you can truly be independent and somehow shit just kicks on for some people like this.
Yeah, all right, now I gotta look on Instagram of like how it's being used, just vaguely.
So then like their Instagram, I think, is called, or their whatever their social medias are, like, We Are Not Friends. What's crazy is there's another fucking band that's called We Are Not Friends. That's like the name of a band.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they got that, but it's very confusing. And it kind of goes back to the Clarion thing. Like, when we look up Clarion, there's like four or five other bands called Clarion. Man, just pick a fucking different name. Like, if it's taken, just pick something else. Like, just figure it out. Just make yourself unique. That's kind of how that'll help you stand out, I feel like. I feel like Not Friends is like, oh, there's already a bunch of other ones. And they're also using the handle of We Are Not Friends. And there's other bands that are called that. It's like, just quit being confusing. All right. Just fucking pick a different name.
Yeah. But there's only like 59 reels that have been made on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah. But on TikTok.
On TikTok. Right.
It's fucking blowing up on TikTok. That's where I saw this. On TikTok. It was not on Instagram. I saw this on TikTok.
Okay.
And it's on every other fucking reel that I look at, or what is it? Not a reel. What are those? Every other TikTok that I see on the For You page is like, this song is somehow on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
That's a very interesting choice. It is a choice.
It's a choice. Yeah, it's definitely a choice. But anyways, whatever. I just feel like it's brainwashing me.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's it. I don't have anything else. You got anything else to add?
No.
Check out Mike the Villain.
Yeah.
Michael the Villain.
Yeah, so, all right, cool. That was the end of the episode. Yeah, that's all we got.
All right, go fuck yourselves.